Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily before any other engagement. Listen to Turning Point audio and then go to the Turning Point devotional booklet. Read the day's portion, pray the day's prayer. All TPGF members and listeners, subscribe online for the daily devotional prayer booklet. It will be sent to your phone. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Wednesday, the 10th day in April 2024. Please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent today. Be responding with amen, I receive it. God's memo to all of us this morning is from Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 and 14, and it reads, "Fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will see them again no more." Verse 14 now says, "The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Everybody, where you are, say with me, "My God shall fight for me, and I will hold my peace." Say again, "I prophesy against all the Egyptians that are after my destiny. You shall perish in the Red Sea. As the Pharaoh in the Bible perished in the Red Sea, you shall also perish. O Lord, my God, separate me from Pharaoh and the Egyptians, pursuers of my destiny. Let them perish like King Pharaoh perished in the Red Sea." Still say again, "I declare, this is my catch-up moment. I will catch up where I missed it. I will meet up where I was let down. In Jesus' name." Who is this? I prophesy to your life. All your previous losses shall be turned to profit. And you, the spell over your life and your children is hereby broken. Mercy will speak for somebody today. Another person, God will say to you, "Oh, I'm hearing that in my spirit. God wants to say to people." Where do you desire God to say to you? All my listeners, where do you desire God to say to your children? In business, in platform. Now do this. Say it in form of a whisper, but a prayer to God. Say, "Oh Lord, my God, settle me here, settle me here." Mention the areas where you desire a settlement for your son, for your daughter. Be very specific. Mention where, what, and who, where you want God to settle you. Settle me maritally, financially, in my health, in immigration, on my job. Settle me in this country. Settle me in this industry. Pray and mention specific areas where you desire divine settlement. Now, let me prophesy divine settlement to your life and be saying, "Amen, I receive it." May God settle you in your desired areas. By divine settlement, all your loved ones shall also be settled. Everyone you are standing in the gap for, may they also be settled in the name of Jesus Christ. In few days or few weeks time, you will come back with testimonies of settlement as we prayed. Your wars are over. I prophesy to somebody's life, your battles are over. All say amen, amen, and amen. April 10th celebrant, your birthday prayers. I bless your birthday. I bless your new age. God will give you a long life and fulfilling living. From all of us, we say happy birthday. Right? Let's get into teaching, into counseling, into guidance and wisdom impartation. Send yours if you have any. First issue today. Good morning, sir. Daddy Femi Emmanuel. You did not pray for birthday celebrant on the 6th of April. I am still expecting my birthday prayers. Thank you, sir. Wow. How could I have missed that on Saturday? Well, I'm sorry about it. All April 6th celebrants, open your hand. Receive your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long and live well. In Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Next. Good morning, Pastor. Sir, what is the difference between Bible study, Sunday school, and sermon? God bless you, Daddy. Wow. Bible study is an intentional, deliberate searching the scripture. It's not just reading through, but being carefully scrutinizing, meditating, and analyzing the scripture. No rushing. You create time. you read, you listen to your spirit and the Holy Spirit interpreting the Bible to you in your mind. It is like the author explaining the concept of his book to you. The Bible was uttered by the Holy Spirit. So you read it meditatively, reading, listening, and receiving. Sunday school, on the other hand, is organized by the church, where you have a Sunday school teacher and put people in classes. They can ask questions, and the teacher will explain the question. In many churches, it is always 1 hour before the main church Sunday service. Most of us now run house health centers in place of Sunday school. Then for sermon, sermon is prepared by a pastor or a preacher to deliver to the congregation. You can't stop him during the sermon. You can't ask questions. He delivered a prepared message. Some will even preach extemporaneously. That's the difference. Everyone is encouraged to create time for personal Bible study. That is why I keep encouraging you to have our devotional prayer booklet for personal study. Next, good morning, sir. Please, I need your advice, sir. I am battling with infatuation and lustful thoughts. Please, sir, what can I do? I need your help, and it is urgent. Wow, infatuation, by definition, means a feeling of obsessiveness in love with a person for a short time. It is an unreasonable attachment. It is not skin deep. It is emotional. It is lustful. What to do? Fight it spiritually. Do warfare prayers as you are taught here. Thank God we just spoke about Bible study now. Fill your mind and thought with the word of God. It will drive away all those silly nonsense in your thought and in your mind, including infatuation. It is what you allow in your thought and your mind that grows and stays. What you reject goes. James chapter 4 verse 7 says, resist the devil. You can also say resist immoral thought and it will leave you. Another one. I pay my tithe and offering. Still, when I help people, they pay me back with evil. The last one, I help by taking him out of shame. Took him to my home, fed him, took him as a brother, but he took away all my money and other church valuables with me and ran away. Does it mean I should stop helping people? Because I'm really confused. And see Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. Wow. Oh no. We must not stop helping people that desires our help and that we are able to assist. But we must do so in wisdom and also prayerfully, listening to the Holy Ghost. Don't ever take a stranger to your home or bring him or her too close to yourself until character is known. And that takes a time. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 22 says, lay hands suddenly on no one. Same way, don't bring anyone too close to yourself or to your home suddenly. The Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, which you quoted, is in line with my counsel. Do good, but from a distance, till you know the character so well, to be brought close to yourself or to your home. Now, until you can trust them. Love all, help all, but trust a few. Next, I want to speak to the advice you gave the woman that her son wasted his years in school. You said it is traceable to foundation. Sir, I trained my child in a godly way, but as soon as he got into school, he turned into something else. He also did not bring results from school. Is it that I did not train him rightly? Because I know I tried my best and the others came out well. Wow. Each time this issue came up or comes up, some people feel bad at my pointing to Proverbs 22 verse 6 for my counsel. Well, I know it is painful and it is somehow emotional because parents and children are concerned. But will God's word be a lie? Proverbs 22 verse 6, everybody read it again. God said, train up a child, put him in the way. When he grows up, he will not depart from it. You train him well, you said, but he departed. So, is God's word a lie? I agreed with people that they trained them, certainly, but not from day one of birth to age 7 of life, as we have pointed out. Their children were already, their character were already formed before you started all your training, all your beating, and all the discipline. the one of birth to a seven of life. Parents should deliberately and intentionally, please let your child not be exposed to anything else other than your values, your history, your tradition, your culture, your God, your church, and your doctrine. All efforts, if the one to a seven of life is missed, will just be like medicine after death. But as I said, all hopes are not lost. Warfare prayers, motherly love, and then a professional counsel, bring somebody that will mentor the child. Your sons will still end up well. Listeners, I invite you to make your contribution on this issue because it is somewhat becoming controversial. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so today. As announced yesterday, today is the Prayer Mountain service in our Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market, Abuja. Good enough, today is a public holiday in Nigeria. Spend your public holiday before God on the Prayer Mountain. Telephone numbers for contact 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the Prayer Mountain in Ikeja, Lagos. That is two services, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Services will be held as usual. Again, Thursday is still public holiday in Nigeria, Salah holiday. That means no traffic on the road, no going to the office, children are not going to school. So bring all your children, bring your family, parents, invite all others. Prayer focus this week is anointing for restoration and compensation. God wants to compensate you for all the lost opportunities, the lost money, position, health, and resources and time. Then, restoration and compensation. Anointed mantle will be given out to everybody. Please come and have your own. Same two services we hold simultaneously. Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, Port Harcourt, be there. Telephone numbers to call, it will be live streamed to the whole world too, is Dupe on 0806-478-8392. Wear your TPDF kit to the Prayer Mountain. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, personal and corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and the 444 seed we are sowing this month, please do so as God gives you the grace. And if you want us to send you the commission's account, including the paper detail, for all our listeners abroad, send a chat or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. That number only. I prophesy to everybody's life, God will make you a point of focus. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel, TPGF, truly blessed.